This is the weekend when Democrats from around the state gather to get revved up for the election and cheer on their candidates. Governor Bev Perdue was on that list until she shocked the state with her decision not to seek re-election. Suddenly, the annual Sanford Hunt Fry dinner is a very important venue for Democrats with ambition.
Well, it'll activate a lot of people.
That's former North Carolina Supreme Court Chief Justice Henry Fry, one of the Democratic Party luminaries for whom the fundraising dinner is named. It's sold out. More than 800 people are expected, and others are buying discounted tickets to be in the overflow room. Governor Perdue is on the dinner agenda to make her first speech since announcing plans to bow out of the race. But an even bigger draw for many attendees is the chance for corner chats and ear-bending between party faithful. Mecklenburg County Democrat Gautam Desai says it's perfect timing for a statewide gathering.
I'm hoping that that informal conversations will help focus the field in such a way that it does improve the best chance of getting the person who is not only just the most electable, but also the best governor for the next 8 years.
The grapevine is already abuzz with hopefuls drumming up support, says Mecklenburg County Commissioner Jennifer Roberts.
And certainly there are a number of names, a number of positions that are being thrown around and talked about, and people want to meet that, you know, a few days ago wasn't the case.
Democrats with an eye on the governor's mansion have a mere 3 months to mount a campaign before the May 8th primary. Party faithful are confident they have a deep pool of possibilities to choose from. And Perdue's poor poll numbers suggest a fresh face might do better in November. As candidates jump in, high-profile Democrats like Justice Henry Fry face the sticky business of deciding where to place their endorsement.
That was one I hadn't anticipated having to make. Now I'm sure that at least three of my friends will probably, three or four or something like that, maybe even more than that, will be running. Then I'll have to decide who I'm going to support.
The Republican field for governor is expected to be much less crowded. Former Charlotte Mayor Pat McCrory has spent the last 3 years raising money and support for a bid he plans to formally announce on Tuesday. For WFAE News, I'm Julie Rose in Charlotte.